This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of this live Sunday edition of the program. Sitting in the studio with you tonight, I'm Ian.
And I'm Mark.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Would love to get your comments, your thoughts, your theories, your reaction to the latest horrifying video. I'm not asking you to go and watch it, but if you have... you're welcome to comment. Even if you haven't, you're certainly welcome to comment. Your thoughts about ISIS, because that's who has ostensibly released the latest video now, which shows approximately 18 Syrian soldiers being brutally beheaded. As though there's a nice way to behead someone. But being beheaded, and it shows it this time. The last several videos have not showed the actual beheadings of the American and UK captives that ISIS has allegedly been holding and then offing one by one in a series of beheading videos that don't actually show the beheadings. This new video does. It's very dramatic. It was actually set to music as well. I mean, very as dramatic and as Hollywood-esque as you could possibly imagine is what this video is. It's very disturbing and very emotional at the same time. The men who do the beheadings, the approximately 18 men who are ostensibly with ISIS, who perform the beheadings, are all shown, with the exception of the masked man who has been the star of these videos thus far. So all of their faces are very clearly shown. And
let me ask you this.
I've linked to it, by the way, on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter.
So are there any hostages left?
Well, that's a good question, because at the end of this video, they do not show the next in line.
Which they've done up to this point.
Right. Every video up until this one, they have shown whoever it is that's supposed to die next. This video does not contain that segment. Your responses are certainly welcome. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Someone named Sagi on our Facebook page writes this: equally disturbing to this video that I've been so desensitized and have become so distrusting of people that claim to represent me that I can't tell if this is real or not. The production quality is fantastic, with the clarity, the cutscenes, the background music, and all the other little things. Our culture produces movies like Saw, slasher films, etc. So what am I supposed to think here? And what of the beheaded men? Why aren't they fighting back? Surely they know what is coming, or at least should suspect it. Are their families being threatened? Were they promised a relatively quick and painless death over torture if they cooperated for the video? That's an excellent question. I mean, you do have, 18 men versus 18 men here. Obviously, some of the 18 have their hands tied, so there's probably very little they could do as far as fighting back.
One would think that there's some people standing with AK-47s off camera.
Would it be worse to be shot with an AK-47 or beheaded?
I don't know the answer.
I don't know. Why are they fighting back? He says, what the F is going on in this video? Who stands to gain by showing this, along with a solemn response from Obama on Facebook? This is only going to make people more angry and bloodthirsty, because I promise you there are people in this country willing to be the person holding the knife. And then he addresses one of the other Facebook commenters, saying, protest all you want. The world is not full of nice people. Quite the opposite, in fact, and I'm glad for the reminder. I'll wait patiently for the other news, quote, sources, unquote, to start talking about war again because of this video. He says, F, I wonder what it's like to live in a sane society, a place where bad things and their source are kind of obvious. I bet no place exists like that, and I suspect it never will, because there will always be people willing to hold the knives and always people willing to bow their heads before it's sawed off. The Caleb he's responding to was Caleb Lupo, who posts, let's blast it all over Facebook, F this page, and whoever runs it. Then one of our producers, Benjamin Bartholomew, responds by saying that he's welcome to call in to Free Talk Live. It's our page. We're the ones responsible for posting things to it. And if you'd like to let us know how he feels, he should call the show. He claims he'll be doing that. That was 24 minutes ago. We're still waiting, Caleb.
Why don't people want this posted? Why doesn't he want that posted?
He doesn't really make it very clear, but I think it has to do with, you know, it is gross.
It's a gross video. There's no doubt about it. I'm not, and you put a huge warning on it, I'm sure.
I didn't put a huge warning on it. I wrote, latest alleged ISIS video shows mass beheadings. There's no doubt it's real and horrible. And then I linked to it.
Horrible. You call it horrible.
Well, the freeze frame of the video that Facebook auto-selected here is a freeze frame of the head at the man's feet.
Ugh.
So I guess that's offending some of the people that are seeing this. One woman.
What's offensive about the truth? I mean, I guess.
One woman says, Sandra says, get this off the internet and have some regard for a human being. We are better than this. Get this picture off my feed now.
It's not your feed.
You can hit unlike anytime you want to stop receiving updates from Free Talk Live. Actually, if you want to get all of the updates from Free Talk Live, if you're not like Sandra and you actually appreciate the things that we send out, go to the Free Talk Live Facebook page. Go to facebook.freetalklive.com. If you haven't yet clicked the like button, click the like button. And then, if you've already clicked the like button, the next step, this is an important one, hover over that like button for just a moment, and then another menu comes up where you can then select Get Notifications. And if you get the notifications from the Free Talk Live page, then you won't miss as much that we post there. Because Facebook has this algorithm where they basically just decide to not show you things from pages that you like, mm-hmm. unless you go through that extra step and ask for the notifications. And even then, I'm not sure if they show
you all.
You still
have to like the content as it goes by to continue getting it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Huh. Let's go to Rusty. He's in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Rusty.
Yeah, howdy, y'all. I just watched the video about 5 minutes ago. Just my first reaction, I'm thinking of what kind of Hitchens said when he said we need to fight these people over there. On the second thought, I'm just thinking, let them fight it out. They're isolated. It's none of our business. Kind of torn between that. And just on listening, someone said y'all shouldn't be posting it. I think y'all should. I don't believe in censorship. I think we should have saw the Bin Laden photos as well. It helps the debate go on and people be informed. But just first reactions, horrific. They get the point across that they're kind of brutal people and willing to do anything to advance their agenda. Just kind of my initial thoughts after seeing it literally 5 minutes ago. It just kind of blew my mind. People are monsters. Would like to see.
Well, let's put this. I think we should put this in perspective. Of course, you know, the ISIS folks certainly are monstrous, but so is the U.S. government, right? So, like, the U.S. government has contributed to the deaths of hundreds of thousands of people in these Iraqi and Afghanistan conflicts over the years. And, you know, we don't get to see
the
video.
In the Iraq conflict, it was, according to the State Department's numbers that were leaked through Bradley Manning, or Private Manning, I guess we're going with now, Private Manning's numbers, the State Department said it was more than 90% civilian casualties. In the Iraq conflict.
We don't get to see brutal videos of, you know, bombings that have destroyed people's homes and families. We don't get to see, you know, brutal video of American troops raping teenage girls. We don't get to see those videos.
That's clearly not sanctioned by the government.
I understand
that. But it happens.
That. Yeah. That's what happens in war, is men do things like that. Go ahead, Rusty.
It could be blowback. I think that definitely contributes to it. I don't think it justifies these guys' actions, but... it's just a crappy situation.
No killings are justified. Like, none of this is justified. Yeah. The invasion of these countries, not justified. That's just something that the U.S. government does to keep the war state flowing. You know, keeping the money flowing from the government to the military industrial complex. That's really what that's all about.
And I think that to say that this conflict is just the business of the people in the Middle East. I think that it. Like, we have to function that as though that's the case, but it certainly isn't. Western involvement, Winston Churchill drew these lines with a ruler and put groups of people that would never have chosen to be together together because Great Britain basically got the lands that the Ottoman Empire lost at the end of World War I. And so then the United States government got very involved back with the placing of the Shah in Iran and really hasn't gotten out of the business since then. George Bush had the opportunity to split Iraq up into much more in ethnic lines, but he made a deal with Turkey to run bombers out of there instead of doing that. So
Rusty, do you agree with me that this is absolutely a real video of beheadings?
Yeah, 100%. I don't think it's staged. I'm pretty sure in, you know, the next few days someone posts and says a conspiracy. And
thanks for the call, Rusty. We appreciate it, man. Free Tuck Lab.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can share your thoughts here on whatever happens to be on your mind. We've been discussing ISIS, or the people who are alleged to be ISIS. What is the real story? Nobody really knows. But I can tell you this video that was just released sure looks pretty real to me. It's pretty persuasive, pretty realistic, pretty gritty, pretty horrifying, this new beheading video.
Yeah, not for the sensitive. I haven't watched it.
I didn't want to. I really didn't want to.
I just saw a freeze frame, and that's all I need to see.
But I felt like I needed to. You saw a freeze frame of the head, which was at the feet of Jihadi John, as he is being called, the main murderer here in the video. The portion that was the most disturbing, that wasn't a big deal. The portion that was the most disturbing was the beheading portion, where they kill 18 Syrian soldiers, apparently, airmen, allegedly. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Gold and silver, great alternative currencies. They've been around for a long time, and you can almost count on them to keep you up with inflation, meaning that you know, the inflating of the U.S. dollar or whatever government currency you happen to be subject to won't hit you as hard if you've got gold and silver. That's historically what they've done. Now, obviously, past performance isn't necessarily an indicator of what's going to happen in the future, but it's been a lot of past performance that you can look at for gold and silver. They've been around and they've done a real good job over time of keeping your investments above the rate of inflation, or at least along with it. You know, protecting your value, not subjecting you to the ravages of inflation. It's a really useful thing to do. Plus, they're pretty. Go to silver.freetalklive.com. You can get yourself some beautiful silver and gold pieces. You can also call Midas Resources toll-free and order over the phone at 877-857-9938. That's 877-857-9938. Or again, go to gold.freetalklive.com. When you order your gold and silver from gold.freetalklive.com, we benefit directly and indirectly in that we get a very small percentage of the sale, and indirectly because you're benefiting Midas Resources, which is the company behind our syndicate that helps us get on over 150 great radio stations upon which you may be listening to us right now. So again, here we are on the live Sunday edition of the program. Your calls and thoughts certainly welcome on ISIS. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We had been reading some of the Facebook responses from some of our listeners, and Mark, you just replied to Sandra, who is upset that we would poison her Facebook feed with it's not a nice picture. It is a freeze frame of the man's beheaded
head. We didn't pick the freeze frame.
Yeah.
YouTube picked that. But
it's actually not a YouTube video.
Okay, well, whatever it is. Whatever organization decided to make whatever their freeze frame was, it wasn't Free Talk Live. But I can see why people are disturbed. The thing is that if we look at the course of human history, there have been a lot of horrifying acts. Those horrifying acts have diminished over time. And I believe, and I think that this isn't a tenuous theory, I believe that the bright light of media attention, communication, the internet, just television and radio, but communication technologies are what have diminished it, because governments and, frankly, criminals of all stripes, they don't like their dirty deeds to be shown. Well, why is the United States using drones to kill people right now? Well, because you can't get video of it. There's no video being released. There's no reporter on the ground taking pictures of what happened. And for whatever reason, these poor people in these foreign countries aren't getting pictures out. Maybe they don't have cell cameras. I don't know the answer to that. Seems like in Yemen they might have some, but whatever the case may be. So the only way you're going to stop this killing, the only way you're going to stop this violence is by training a camera on it and somebody brave enough to do that and getting that information out, because people hate this stuff. But hiding it doesn't help. Governments have been able to do their dirt for millennia without cameras trained on them, and the evidence is they will kill and kill and kill. And in this case, I'm including the Islamic State in that group of governments. I think that's what they are.
That's what they want to be. That's what they are.
So I'm not doing this because, hey, look, we put a beheaded guy on the internet. Yuck, 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 yuck.
Yeah.
I want the next person not to be killed.
Right. I'm not relishing this. I'm not enjoying this video. It's something that I can appreciate for its technical expertise. Like, I can say, wow, whoever put this together really knows how to edit a video. Like, this guy, Hollywood quality editing.
But grow up and understand that this is your government's foreign policy that has created this situation.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm no fan of the Islamic State, but the United States government and basically the Great Britain before that have basically have created the situation in the Middle East
they
that we're
dealing
with.
They created the situation. They also created – they essentially created ISIS, though, you know, the argument – the question is whether or not they directly created them. That would be the conspiracy theory.
Right. This is a revolution. The United States had its revolution. I think that history's been a little whitewashed with exactly who died and how they were killed and that revolution, but it happened at some time. There has to be – equilibrium has to be brought to the situation. I don't know what that equilibrium is going to look like. I think the best way to avoid death in that equilibrium is to keep the cameras rolling as best we can. But, you know, the U.S. in there protecting their interests, that just means, you know, keeping puppet dictators in power like in Yemen, like in Saudi Arabia. That stuff's disgusting.
So the best argument I've heard thus far, Mark, for not showing these videos,
yeah,
for not propagating these videos, the best argument is that you're encouraging them, that by watching the videos, you're giving them what they want. They want people to see these videos for whatever the reason. You know, maybe they want them to see them because they know it's going to stir up more war fervor, or maybe they want them in the hopes that it will disgust people to war. I don't know. It seems like they want both things from the things that they've said. It's very confusing. But the idea being that by paying attention to disgusting video like this, that we are essentially telling the world or these people that we want more of this, that that we are acceding to their desire to be seen and to be acknowledged. So I think that's the most persuasive point against showing these videos.
I will agree that I do agree that ISIS wants us to look at these videos. Otherwise, they wouldn't produce them in English, right?
Okay.
That's clear. I will concede that there's a valid point in play. However, there doesn't seem to be, in my mind, any evidence that ignoring the situation causes fewer deaths. Like, the United States public has gone about ignoring all kinds of crises around the world, and that has resulted in hundreds of thousands, millions of deaths, depending on the conflict. I think we've tried the let's ignore these crazy killing nut jobs, and I'm prepared to try something new. Now, I don't want to see the beheading video. You warn people that it's horrific in the post.
Yeah, you saw me watching it. You saw my reactions earlier.
Well, you handled it like any poker player that would. I mean, you didn't stick your thumb in your mouth or anything like that. But
oh, my mouth was agape. Actually, maybe you weren't paying attention. But it was it was pretty pretty shocking. We'll continue here in moments. But the reason I play this audio, because I play the audio here on the air on Free Talk Live, the reason that I play the audio, the reason I link to this stuff is because I think that you deserve to have the right to make the choice for yourself to see this. And that having as many viewpoints out there as possible is important so you can make up your own mind. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquids valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, or other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, it's the live Sunday edition of the program. You are invited here to take control of the airwaves. Should you wish, you may do so toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Hey, we've got Skype, too. You can Skype into the show. Our username there is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us in that way if you prefer. With you tonight in the studio, Ian here.
And Mark. Hey, we're going to the Texas Bitcoin Conference in March, and it's going to be a great event. It was last year, and this year it's going to be held at the Moody Theater in downtown Austin on March the 28th and 29th. There's a little kickoff party on the 27th. It's loaded with the best and brightest speakers, latest exhibits on Bitcoin, as well as it's hosting the second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon. $1 million hackathon. This was a big deal last year. It kicked off four businesses, and I'm excited to see what they produce this year, because inside the Bitcoin space are some of the most creative minds that the new technological era has to offer. And I think it's awesome. They've even invited speaking of people who are not technologically minded and not exciting, the Texas legislature has been allowed to come see them firsthand and see why not enacting complicated regulations encourages innovation and job creation. Texas Bitcoin Conference is going to prove that Bitcoin is a force for good. If you're knee-deep in Bitcoin or just interested, this is the place to be. March 28th and 29th. TexasBitcoinConference.com. It's TexasBitcoinConference.com. Don't miss it. We'll be there.
We've been talking about ISIS and the latest beheading video, which is actually a beheading video this time. The previous ones had not actually shown the contents of the beheadings. This one does, and boy, does it show those contents. It, in fact, shows 18 people being beheaded. The video is linked on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. Let's go to you with your calls and thoughts. Bruce, you're in Des Moines, and you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, hi. I've been really obsessed by reading Twitter and following up these items. And one theory that could be out there is that they're trying to get us to come there and overthrow Assad, which could be a mess because the Free Syrian Army has the IS people could be switching back and forth between sides. They've already said that they don't want to work with the Christians or the other groups in the area, the Kurds. So they may be using us to come in and overthrow Assad. Another possibility is they just want us to come there, and then all around the world people will want to come and take shots at us. So those are some possibilities.
Those people from around the world had their opportunity in Afghanistan or Iraq, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And, I mean, there's probably U.S. soldiers on the ground. We may not be seeing them. They're not maybe terribly well publicized, but certainly in African Islamic countries, there are some soldiers on the ground that they come take a shot at there. I think that the better thing is that they assume that maybe it's a good possibility. These people are essentially just a group of suicide bombers that are willing to sacrifice their own lives in order to get the U.S. to come in there and wipe out Assad. I suppose that's plausible.
You know, a lot of the backing of this, I was reading about that Al-Duri, that was one of the generals of Saddam Hussein, he's given him a lot of money. He's kind of backing down now because it got come out of hand. The daughter of Saddam Hussein's given him money, and Turkey's been using them appears to be, that they're using ISIS to clear out the Kurds in northern Syria. So, there are people that I've read about that I think, I mean, we've kind of let them down before, and helps us out in a lot of situations. So there are about 30 million of them.
When you say we've let who down?
The Peshmerga.
The Kurds, the Kurdish people. Yeah. In the past, I mean, I don't know. It's kind of debatable, but they have I don't know if they should be carved out of territory. That happened years ago, you know, back in the British, you know, issues. And so I don't know if they need to be carved out of territory or not. I'm sure they want one. But
just to be clear, I've never dealt with any Peshmerga or anybody, and they've never done anything for me.
Ian doesn't like it when you say we.
Yeah, I mean, I think you must be talking about the U.S. federal government.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
All right, very good. Bruce, thanks.
They have been defending a lot of people in that area, though, you know, and I think they have some honor to them. For instance, right now, you know, Malachi, the U.S. government told Malachi to back off and so that he doesn't appear to be the Shiites running the Iraqi government. But Malachi meets with Iran last week, and they're kind of talking like, hey, don't work with the United States. So, I mean, that's kind of what we're dealing with in this area. There's no very few people we can trust in that area at all.
Bruce, I certainly don't trust anybody in governments around the world, and especially the American government. I thank you for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Carl is listening in Atlantic City. You're on Free Talk Live. You're tuned to WPG. Hey, Carl.
Yeah, I want to bring up the Keystone XL pipeline. The House passed it, I think, Thursday. The Senate's supposed to vote on it, and I emailed Cory Booker, who's one of my senators, and Bob Menendez, the other one, and I reminded them that the president said, we're going to reach across to the other side and get some bills passed. So I reminded them the president said that, and as a voter, I expect them to do that. And the other thing is the president said, I heard you voters, even you Democrats that didn't vote. So I just know that that bill's got to pass, don't it?
No, that bill's not passing.
Really?
You know as well as I do, Obama's going to veto that because, you know, the Democrats have a strong segment that's, pro-green ecology or whatever.
Right.
I don't know exactly what it is about the Keystone Pipeline that they feel is not so ecological, other than I guess some of these pipelines will burst now and then, and that because this is the shale oil that has to be heated and that it has to be pressurized in some way, and that's a problem. But the complaint is that from the Republicans is that there's a lot of jobs, at least in the construction of this, and this is a big construction project. It's a pipeline that's going to run across the United States. That's a big deal.
Right.
And it's jobs from Canada. Canada's dumping the money into this.
Right.
So there'll only be some maintenance jobs in its completion, but it's got to take 10 years to do this thing, I would think.
Well, yeah, I don't know how. Well, it's not going to go the whole way because it's going to connect with another pipeline.
Is that so? Okay.
And, and the other thing, I thought also when that oil comes down anyhow by the railroad that Warren Buffett owns. Maybe that's the real reason.
Carl, thanks for calling tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Ed's in Maui. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ed.
Hello. I have a couple solutions.
Okay.
First, I think we need to start holding non-candidate elections on the 4th of July.
What's that mean?
In other words, I wrote up a one-page list of ideas. But,
okay, but I'd like to know more what that means.
What is a non-candidate election?
Yeah.
Well, let me read you the first paragraph. So I have it on.
Okay.
Let's hold an election each 4th of July, not for candidates, but to review office holders' work and through initiative, referendum, or recall to perfect or veto it. This is my only solution.
You want
for
an election. Just to clarify, you want an election where you review the current office holders, their work?
Work. Yes. It's not like they're doing things to our benefit or that we approve of.
They're certainly not doing those things. I agree with you. I'm not interested.
But, I mean, you know that the...
I have seven ideas that would, I would think, hold them accountable.
Well, I don't think we have time to go through all.
I'd love to hear a few of them as you can call in over time.
Pick your best couple.
Well, all votes to be exclusively by paper ballot, and the right to film or audit will be available to all American nationals.
I like the idea of paper ballots, but the difficulty is they write down the totals and then they send them someplace else, and you know they can whoop you on those numbers too.
Well, can you give me an idea of what I would be voting on?
Program and the computers to get what you want, so they're fraudulent in so many cases.
Sure. There's no doubt about that. But can you give me some idea? Ed, I just want to know, what would I be voting on? What would be a sample, like a – what would I see on this ballot?
Oh, okay. Another – the rest of them would be you would have an ability to – all primaries to be nonpartisan and a category added to the candidates list. Of none of the above. That's an idea.
I love the idea of none of the above. I think that's a great concept. But I don't know if you understood my question. I'll give you another chance here in a moment, Ed. I wanted to know what is going to happen in this election he's proposing for the 4th of July. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Chuck Woolery here. You know, I've talked before about Australian Dream, the effective arthritis pain relief cream that doesn't burn, isn't greasy, and has no odor. Now there's new Australian Dream back pain cream with all those great benefits. But this penetrating formula can help relieve your simple back pain. And it's backed by an empty jar guarantee. If you're not satisfied, you can send back the empty jar for a full refund. But I don't think you will, because Australian Dream really works. Don't let back pain ruin your day. Get Australian Dream back pain cream at Walgreens.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 80.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves here on this live Sunday edition of the program. With you in studio tonight, you've got Ian
and Mark.
And you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting for you there. If you like the show and you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, then please support Free Talk Live by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is you send us $5 a month with any major credit card, or Visa or MasterCard right on our website, but you can use any credit card through PayPal. You can do that all over at amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, which doesn't have the commercials that our regular podcast does, and you can also get access to the AMP-only Facebook group and more. Go get the details, get signed up. Your $5 a month really makes a big difference for us. It helps us reach out to new radio stations, bring more internet listeners on board, and even expand our satellite footprint around the world. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Ed, he's calling from Maui. Ed, you had called with some ideas you wanted to share that you think could change things in the United States, and one of them, which I found confusing and I had some further questions about because I want to know what your vision is. You were talking about some sort of a non-binding election to be held in July, the 4th of July. And I guess
number six might make it a little clearer. In all state, federal, and county judges, top law enforcement executives, and prosecutors be listed and subject to removal by a simple majority vote. In other words, where you have a case where a judge creates a miscarriage of justice, should be a mechanism to remove them.
Okay, I'm fine with that. I think that's a good idea. So I thought you had said that this election that you were proposing would be non-binding. You're saying
it will be
a binding election.
No. You'd have to get a majority of the voters registered and saying that this is going to be a mechanism. Not asking for it, but telling the government that this is going to be the mechanism that we'll be using from now on.
Is it constitutional?
Control the powers. Well, you know, we'll decide that. If we have a majority of voters to say that it's constitutional, it is constitutional.
It'll take more than a majority of voters, but this is one of the difficulties with...
How do you like this?
So far, I haven't disliked your plans. What I think that is difficult is dealing with is that the government is a ponderously difficult thing to deal with, and if you're going to enact something really awesome, which, you know, you've got some pretty good stuff there, why not just say, I don't want anything to do with Washington, D.C. anymore?
Well, I think it's just a case of changing out the what we have now. We have a Luciferian government. We have crooks running the deal. They, you know, the CIA is involved in drug running, child trafficking, you know, you name it. They're just plain evil. You want to take care of ISIS? Stop funding them. It's just a new name for Al-Qaeda.
Okay.
Al-Qaeda.
Like I said, Ed, I like a lot of what you say. I just want to clarify. So the election you're proposing for the 4th of July would be a binding election.
Yeah.
Why would you need another one? I mean, we already have one election, you know, at the end of the year. What do you need two in?
You need to be able to remove. We can't.
He wants a recall.
Our elected officials.
I see. You
can't trust the American voter, too, right? Like, they're the ones who put these people in office every year.
Yeah, I realize that 4th of July is a great time to have an election because that is one day where it's guaranteed in the middle of the summer that tax consumers have every day off, but the tax producers definitely have that holiday off. So
in order to add an election, you would have to go through some sort of a constitutional amendment process, I would guess. Like if you're in Hawaii, so you would
start having them and then informing the government that it's through the consent of the governed, and they are like,
So you want to just start your own election and you want it to somehow become seen as legitimate.
Yes,
that's an interesting proposal. I don't know how you would accomplish it.
Well, I don't know that part, but I do know
what would make it like, I mean, first of all, you would have to promote this other election. People would have to take it seriously and they'd have to come out and vote. What percentage of a given populace would have to come out for your election to be considered legitimate?
These ideas are ideas that I worked trying to become a candidate for the House District 19 back 10 years ago.
I'm not really interested. I'm sorry. I'm not interested in the history. The question I had was what percentage of the population that would in any given area, what percentage would have to turn out and vote in your election in order for it to be seen as legitimate?
Well, I think you'd absolutely have to have a majority of people who would say that this adding this mechanism to control. Let's put it this way. You could get a petition by 1% of registered voters to say that they want to vote on Obamacare. And if it were to come up for a veto vote on Obamacare, or the Affordable Health Care Act, rather.
Ed, you've kind of gone off the rails a little bit from my question. So just to clarify, you're saying a majority of people would have to vote in order for your election to be considered legitimate?
I would think to accept the process as legitimate, a majority of registered voters. I would limit that to American nationals, not corporate juristic persons.
A majority of registered voters. You realize that most elections don't even have a majority of registered voters voting.
People are looking for a peaceful and powerful mechanism to change that. They're totally dishappy with the federal government.
If you put the right issues up, you feel like if your election had the right questions, that you would be able to get a majority of registered voters to come out and vote in those elections, and you'd have to somehow have access to all the voter rolls, and you'd have to go through whatever crazy process. I'm sorry?
You do have access to that's public record.
That's true. Record. You'd have to pull all that information and, you know, verify people's identities and things like that.
Pay for it?
This is what would it cost to put this election on, by the way? What would the cost be?
Well, I'm not
it's not cheap.
A lot of negativity on this. I'm not probably the one that would be able to get a viral internet campaign to find.
That's true. I mean, everybody, you got to have the idea, man. You got to have the people to push it out there. You got to have the funders. Ed, I wish you the best of luck with your promotion. Good luck. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Seems pretty unworkable to me.
fixing this broken system seems really difficult. That's not what generally historically happens. Usually
they
people
fail.
Yeah, they just collapse. People leave or they collapse or that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you where the new power structure is coming from on this planet, but it seems like the United States it's got a lot of problems. I mean, people are pretty unhappy. The ruling governing document is the oldest governing document on the planet, which says to me that there have been new technologies in the area of governance since the Constitution. It's not that I dislike the Constitution. If Washington, D.C. gave a darn about it, maybe we'd be in better shape. I have no clue. But I'm skeptical that anything can be fixed on the national level. I think that the real problem is all the power that's concentrated in D.C. How do you get the people who have the power to give up the power? There hasn't been a lot of that historically happening.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to care if you have yourself a little election. I don't think they're – oh, you can go and have your own election, and then all of a sudden the government's going to care about that. It's an unusual idea. I can't say I've ever heard that one before. It reminds me, Mark, of the people who've called the show over the years to say that we need to start our own court system and we're going to hold our own trials and we'll send out subpoenas and we'll have the people's court. You remember those calls?
Oh yeah, I've heard those.
Yeah.
At least it's more work. At least you have some control over it, right? Like you could actually go hold your own election. I can go hold my own election right now. Go outside the studio and stand on the side of the street and wait for people to come up and vote on things.
Yeah, you could.
So it's something you can do. I like that part. It's something that you can actually make happen. But I'll tell you what. I got sick of silly cockamamie libertarian solutions to problems.
I don't know if that was a libertarian solution.
He ran for Congress 10 years ago, which says to me that he was a third party candidate.
How did you presume that from what he said?
Just a guess.
Yeah, that was just a guess.
Yeah, that's
there's
a guess.
No evidence for that.
I got sick of libertarians coming up with solutions like, you know what we need? We need that voting system where we rank things, or there's just all kinds of them out there in the liberty movement. And I'm not saying that none of them will work. It's just implementing them is difficult. I decided to pick up and move for the Free State Project, and the reason I did that is because that was something I could actually accomplish. And it's worked.
You've done that, and it's working. There's a lot more to come, though, with the Free State Project, with what will end up being 20,000 signers, people who've pledged to move to New Hampshire and get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. Liberty meaning that you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm anyone else. We'll continue in moments with the third hour coming up at 855 450 free. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you familiar with our movies on the U.S. Constitution featuring experts like Ron Paul, Edwin Vieira, G. Edward Griffin, and Pat Buchanan? Movies such as Fiat Empire, Original Intent, Cultural Marxism, Corporate Fascism, and Moulin Labbé. Want to become an associate producer on our seventh feature documentary, Midnight Ride? Simply go to midnightride.us and donate what you can. Midnightride.us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains fucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326, or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.